Homeland season finale. Major death. I have to take a moment. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Technical difficulties.
Oh my gosh. There it goes.
Here we go. The Trump is going to be coming in here right about. Yeah.
This is the last time, you guys, of the season for Homeland.
That's brutal.
It's the last time. Oh my gosh. This episode left me all sorts of messed up.
Crazy.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
All sorts of messed up.
Yeah, crazy season finale. Welcome back. You were watching the after show for Homeland. I'm your host, Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong. And I'm joined by my awesome panel.
Hey, y'all. I'm Carla Renata. You can find me on all social media at The Curvy Critic.
And I'm Leslie Carell. You can find me at LeslitaFace on both Instagram and Twitter. Hey, hey.
All right. So as the season finales goes, satisfying?
Yes.
I'm conflicted.
Okay, that's all right.
I agree.
I'm conflicted. I'm satisfied because it was a good ass finale.
Well, I know why you're conflicted.
But I mean, I'm not going to lie. Quinn's death is pretty much breaking my heart right now. Oh, that's my boy.
That's my boy. Yeah, I'm a little conflicted only because it kind of didn't go down the way I thought it was going to go down. Mm-mm. Like I said last week, it didn't go down like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, it kind of made my prediction look bad.
but that's why their predictions.
I didn't see any of it coming either.
Yeah, no, me
y'all
neither.
Didn't either. But how about, okay, so your boy got taken out. Bonnie and Clyde style, no less.
Yes.
He got taken out Bonnie and Clyde style. Like, he went driving into the bullets. You saw the squibs go. I was like, oh, man, they're going to take him out like that. That wasn't even a dignified. Well, it was dignified in the respect that he...
I'm conflicted in the way it's dignified, too, because at one point when it happened, I was like, and I know we'll go into it more later, but when it happened, I was like, okay, there was a reason. But then later, I'm like, wait, maybe not. Oh my gosh, it was just, I'm so sad. And I just want to just like give a clap to Rupert Friend, who was phenomenal.
Yes, phenomenal.
He's been really amazing on the series. I agree with you.
And the showrunners have said that they're putting him up for Emmy for Best Lead Actor this season.
Oh, wow.
As well they should.
And I think he completely deserves it. At the very beginning of this episode, they showed a preview from previous, previously. They showed a quick clip of him from a couple seasons ago.
I believe that was season three. It was actually the...
him talking about his kid.
It was Javadi's episode, or like Sean Tube, when he was on the show. That was the first episode that he was on in season three, because I'd recently watched
it. But
them
showing that little clip, I forgot. I was like, oh my God.
A long time ago.
I was like, he looks young, handsome. He's talking. He transformed. Like, I forgot how normal Quinn looked like, and that's just a testament to how
that makes
great
him a
of an
wonderful
actor he did this season. And yes. I'm sad.
That's what happens when you can grow like a ratty mustache. I mean, all of a sudden
no,
you can be
like
you know.
The demeanor, the voice.
Why are you reducing his acting ability to a ratty mustache?
Because
me and Leslie go dropkick you.
No. Because since the beginning of the season, I was hoping, I mean, I knew like his rehabilitation wasn't going to be quick. He probably wasn't going to be 100%.
Right.
But I was just hoping at some point, get in the shower, would shave that crap thing off, you know, get a nice haircut. Even if he's not 100%, but it didn't happen. However, he went out like an honorable way.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll get to it.
All right. Okay. So we start the episode, and, looks like Dara Dahl is just kind of casually, like, he's just casually going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
It looks that way,
and it turns out not to be that way. And then, you know, I always compare stuff. I have movie references because
mm-hmm.
I watch
all
movies.
Sure.
So when I see him in the freezer, I'm like, okay, are we doing, like, Goodfellas right now?
Oh,
what's
my
happening?
Gosh. Oh, they my have gosh.
Okay, first of all, let's just talk a little bit about the credibility of the show at that moment. Is Dara Dahl really going to be able to put a U.S. senator in a freezer and the maitre d' is going to let him be in there freezing and naked? I don't think so.
Okay, so this was my issue with the season. I love Homeland. This was my issue. I felt like they made Dar such a like almost like cartoonishly bad. Like he was behind every bad thing.
Well, you know what
last
she said
week,
last
I said
week?
He looked like Gargamel.
I mean, do you think about the hair?
Yeah, and then okay, so then I was hoping that I was like, I hope that he's not the only one behind all of this, that he's working with people. Maybe someone else is like holding his hand. So in the beginning, when he's like going to this place, I was like, maybe he's going to meet some of the people he met at the beginning. And they're all, it's going to be revealed that it's more than just Dar. It's like a team. But then no, it's this. And yeah, him literally torturing a U.S. senator.
Yeah, that's,
at that point, I was like, "Come
I was
on,
like,
guys.
Come on, y'all! Y'all are better than this."
I thought it was funny though. He's freezing his butt off, and then the maitre d' guy has like the cold water and throws it on him.
Yeah, but wait, torture someone! I get cold all the time, you guys. I'm like, I would die. Oh, that sucks.
That was kind of cray cray. I'm like, oh, really? This how we gonna start the episode? Let's see what happens now.
Okay.
And then it got good.
Well, so okay, yeah. So then last week, right? I mean, we saw it as the bomb went off, mm-hmm. And then Carrie's like, okay, she's fine, but like she gets cut off from Rob. So this time around, we see them back on the phone talking, and she's kind of they're talking about how McClendon's meeting with like the Secret Service,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And clearly we found out like the Robert Knepper, the actor, who plays Jamie McClendon, is not a good dude.
Mm-mm. No, not in the least. That wasn't a total surprise,
yeah,
but it was kind of like, oh, really? You gonna go to the dark side too?
Yeah, my whole thing was, and then all of this is happening, and they keep showing shots of like these protesters and these people, like they're so angry. And that's another thing. I was like, I don't get what they're protesting. Like
they were protesting President-elect King.
But okay. I don't think this. The reason I understand what you're saying is because I don't feel like they gave us enough of why
exactly.
The public doesn't. We understand why Dar and those guys think that she's a weak president.
Yeah.
But on the public side, we're not getting
that. All we're given is the propaganda video, and I feel like most people would see it's blatant propaganda. She actually gave a very strong side to like why it's not true. There's evidence. There's witnesses. There's this such vitriol in the crowd, and I'm just like, I feel like I didn't feel like they gave us enough reason to see why so many people are like violently against her after she just won an election. And it's not like they didn't make it seem like she was unpopular beforehand. It kind of just sort of happened after.
If I could just speak to that for a second.
Yeah.
So the one thing that Homeland does really, really well since like 2011 mm-hmm. is they blur the line between real life politics and what they write on the show.
Yeah.
And so I took it to me, and even though this didn't happen in real time, like I said last week, they have a tendency to be right on point with what's happening right now, even though it was written months, and months before. But I took it to mean, well, not mean, but I took it to liken with what's happening with President Trump and people, protesting against him being in office and not liking him for his policies and certain things that he's doing. I felt like the same thing was going on with President-elect King mm-hmm. on Homeland, and that's what the protesters were there for because of that video that got released about her son and all that. So when something like that, in my opinion, when something like that happens in politics, people protest consistently. It doesn't just happen one time and it goes away. So the fact that they were still out there protesting meant that they were protesting about the video still and maybe some other things that had happened that we weren't privy to.
I agree with that. I do feel like they're trying to mirror some things. I read that they said the showrunners, they found out about the election and they were already 8 episodes in. So that means the last tail end of this season, they were influenced by, they knew where the election had gone, and maybe that's where they were pulling, because, I mean, in real life, soon after the elections, the protests started coming. But I feel like the reason I just didn't feel connected, I just feel like they didn't give us a strong enough reason if it was more than just the video, you know what I mean, for mm-hmm. such demonstrations. But that was just my opinion, you know?
Yeah, and you entitled to that.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
Well, I mean, so the reason Dar has a senator is because he's got that weird love affiliation for Quinn. And so he's trying to figure out who's trying to blackmail Quinn or trying to prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly it's from what we gathered last week, they're setting Quinn up to be the assassin. Yeah, the assassin for President Keane or Madam President-elect at this stage before they do the 6 weeks later, which we'll get to as well.
I just think that's bizarre. Dar has really a weird, like, moral compass. He's like, I'm okay with doing all this other crazy shit against these people. I'm okay with even going along with this plot. But then I guess he sort of got a guilty conscience once he found out it was going to be Quinn set up for it.
Yeah, well. And then, you know, and they were all, but they were all like those weird reveals this season. You know, it's like, oh, Peter, you know that I would never do that to you, and I love you.
But I didn't buy that.
I didn't buy that either. But I guess in this episode, I think that he proved that he's a lot more trustworthy than we had initially intended, because he gets arrested.
He's
in jail.
To some.
He has that moment where he literally is convinced that the new POTUS elect is like the devil incarnate.
Yep.
Like he thinks, because he says that there's something off about her and something distinctly un-American is
That's
what he says about
Saul
her.
At the end
That's
of
what
the
he
episode.
Tells Saul. So it's so you're kind of, and then that kind of leaves you going, but then, and you go, and then they show President-elect Keane in the office when Carrie comes to, like, you know, plead for her friends, and girlfriend is sitting in there with that Stepford wife look on her face, sipping that glass of water. Like, there was no expression on her face.
Right.
She's sipping that glass of water, and I'm like, ooh, well, maybe Dardal is right. Maybe we've been wrong about him all along.
So I had a back and forth argument with my husband today because...
About this episode?
Yes, okay. And getting to that point, I feel like, yes, they kind of set it up to seem like maybe President Keane is not right. Maybe she is an American. Maybe Dar was right. I don't buy it. And
she's been through a lot, though.
Exactly. So she had that interaction with Saul, and she asks him, she was like, you know, he said he's sat with presidents before. Has any of them gone through anything like this? And he said, no, not like this, not before they were elected. Mm-hmm. So there they're giving us the reference that she really is going through a unique circumstance. It's enough to, like, I would say push her over. And then after this whole episode, an assassination attempt, not just an attempt, within her own government, it was colluded. So I feel like if she gets to that point at the end of the episode where she's detached, where all of a sudden she doesn't trust anybody in the intelligence, I almost feel like they pushed her there.
Yeah, it was. It might. Yeah.
I agree with that. Uh-huh. I agree with that. They did, because every time she tried to do something, at every single turn, she would get blindsided every single time.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. She probably just got to the point where she was like, you know what? I'm done.
Exactly.
Even when you see, like, Dar in jail with Saul, he talks about, I didn't expect it to take such a dark turn.
Yes.
I mean, it was just, I think that their agenda was just to get a couple of, like, their people on her, like, whatever.
Yes.
In, you know, to, like, take some power positions.
Yes.
And Dar does say it got away from him, but I feel like he makes it seem like, oh, it got away and it's not my fault. I feel like he went down deep. I mean, to the point where he was okay with, again, torturing senators. He clearly was okay with
He kind of went rogue, though. I mean, because of Quinn.
Like, at some point, it's like, yes, I know you want your policies, but you're willing to, like, off the president-elect for that?
When people have a thirst for power, especially in politics, it almost seems as if they would throw their own mother under the bus to get what they wanted.
To hold on to it.
You know what I mean? They're just power thirsty. Just power thirsty. Which brings me back to this. So when Carrie busts in to talk with the Secret Service, do you think they really accepted her explanation? Well, evidently they didn't. Accepted her explanation that there was a conspiracy to get Keane out of the hotel to kill her.
Oh my gosh.
They're all idiots. I mean,
you said they're all idiots and
took
a sip.
Idiots.
I kind of love you
look,
for
look
that.
Look at their fate. I mean, okay, so we see all that stuff go down. So then they're trying to get her out of that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that I had for you ladies is, okay, so it was a little confusing to see who got in what truck.
Yes.
It was a little confusing, but then they pull the two out and you see them explode. And in my brain, I was thinking, okay, Rob's dead.
I thought Saul might have died.
That's what I thought.
I was scared.
So you thought Saul was dead. Did you think Saul was dead?
I didn't think Saul was dead.
Okay.
It took me a few minutes, and then I was like, okay, no. I was like, crap, that's... And they're just, like, going to keep moving on? And
they're
like,
not... Saul is a major character. They're not going to take him out like that.
I was nervous.
Well,
I didn't know.
Yeah, I was nervous. I mean...
They're not going... Saul is too major of a character throughout all these seasons for them to take him out like
that.
But there are only two seasons left, so it...
Well,
he
might get taken out like that next season, but they weren't going to do that to him this season. They were not going to take him out like
that
this season.
Yeah, that whole thing was... And then, I don't know, I feel like the second they were like, we got to get her out, it just... None of it felt right. It's just... There's... Again, why she's become paranoid by the end of the episode. Like, who the hell can she trust?
Again, that's a credibility concern for me with the show, because it was like... So, Carrie, Miss Bipolar, Miss... has always, at some point, been thrown under the bus and proven wrong. Really, you're going to take her word for this particular situation?
Carrie's often more right when it actually counts. Like, the moments where shit's gonna hit the fan.
I think this particular time she was right, mm-hmm. but then they were kind of like, no, we don't believe you. We don't know.
I mean,
because she's not, because she's also like not in the government anymore. Well, or she part of the like.
Well, that brings us to this point. So then President-elect Keane offers her that senior advisor position and then flipped on her. That was cold-blooded. It was crazy.
And they, and so they bring, and then they introduce David Wellington, who is the actor Linus Roach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she says, you guys use me.
He's like, yeah. He was like, yeah, we did.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we did use you.
Ouch, that must have hurt.
I wanted to backpedal a little bit. In that scene where, you know, they essentially go into the kill zone, it's literally just Keane and Carrie. And I feel like they bonded over that moment. Like, she was literally saving her life. She got her in the elevator. She got her out of there. Quinn, I mean, obviously he was the one who took
the final thing.
Yeah, but they went through that together. And then after, you know, Quinn drives out with the van.
She's on top of the president.
But she still rolled over on her. That's what I'm saying. Homegirl, it's like Dardal said, there's something about her that's not quite right. Why would you roll over on somebody that just saved your life?
I know.
Like
you
that.
Went through that
like
together.
She was on top of you in the back of a car to save your life, which means she would have got hit before you got hit, and then you rolled over on her and put her friend in jail. That's messed
they
up.
Messed
and,
her
when,
up.
And when Carla says homegirl, she's referring to Keane.
No, because they messed her up. Keane's messed up.
She's definitely
not the same person.
I wouldn't be either. You know, I wouldn't be either in that type of circumstance because she's the president. She's supposed to be, like, the most guarded person ever. And clearly, like, every single person gets shot down in her troop. They either get blown up in those SUVs. The one guy finally gets shot, and it's just down to Carrie and Quinn. And even then, she has to go through a barricade of, like, just bullets flying. And
can we... Let's take a moment to dissect this last scene, because this is Quinn's last scene.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... Okay, so...
When he's charging through...
Yes.
Did you feel like... He was done.
No.
I did not think they were going to take him out. But then when I saw that moment where he's sitting in the SUV van, whatever it was, and you see him contemplating, looking left and looking right.
I know, where to go, what to do.
When he made that decision to turn around and go toward the gunfire, I was like, oh, they're about to take him out.
I didn't. Not until I saw him literally like... On the chair.
Sorry. What happened? No, I'm turning the chat on. I want to see what people have to say.
Oh my gosh! Because the moment he's there, I'm like thinking, Quinn, what should he do? I don't know what he should do. Like all of them, it sucks because maybe they would have been okay if they would have been like, we have the president here, but maybe not. You don't know. They were like, they don't know whose friends or not
because we don't know if there were people above. We just saw the people that were on the ground.
Yeah.
We don't know if there were people above that could have, you know. Hit him from above and
I know.
Taking him out.
Or... All of it was crazy. But yeah, they shoot it up completely.
Bonnie and Clyde style.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, and my thing is, that is like a presidential car. And I was amazed that they were able to actually penetrate
the...
It took a lot of bullets. No, it did. But I was amazed that it actually was able to happen. That's why I didn't think he was going to die. Like, even when he got that first shot, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? He can take a shot.
He took that shot. He took that shot to the shoulder. But then when that other one hit him in the heart, it was like, oh.
Yeah, and then you see, like, the blood, like, coming out of his mouth.
And then that's when you knew.
And then Carrie sees him, and then I'm like...
And you hear the horn. When you hear that horn, you know it's a wrap. You know that, oh, okay.
And then in that moment, all of my dreams of
I was
going to
say, that was the thing that made me happy. Like, because Leslie's, all your predictions, everything, like, your dreams are just crushed.
And that makes happy, thank you.
Yeah, there is no Carrie and Quinn riding off into the sunset.
Okay, but can I say, I wasn't here for the last episode. They loved each other. And I feel
did you see that? Okay.
I feel like it wasn't a brother sister feel. I think it really was love, and it was just like they could never find the right time. And I feel like in the last episode they talk about it. She's like, she's sorry that she woke him up and she messed him up, and he did the whole little monkey bit. By the way, that broke my heart. It was so sad. But I feel like they finally got it out. They never found the right moment. At the end of this episode, she finds the pictures. He loved her, and I feel like she loved him too. It was almost like it was never going to happen. It was too tragic. They're too into their careers.
And did you notice that the book is Great Expectations?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like Great Expectations has that whole, you know, Pip has that love affiliation. And it's not really ever, Like they always flirted.
I did peep that. And I thought, oh, that's interesting that Great Expectations is in this drawer. And then I was like, okay, well, then I was wrong. And then when she pulls out the envelope with the pictures and stuff of him as a kid, In that moment, it's his son. But when she's looking at those pictures, and I feel like that was the first moment that she actually literally began to grieve him not being there. Because, like they said, when you catch up with her after that whole hail of bullets thing is 6 weeks later, even when Saul stops her in the hallway, she's like, I can't talk to you. She's trying desperately to keep herself busy to not deal with the reality of losing someone. That was a real moment, and kudos to Homeland for that, because that's a real moment. Sometimes when you lose someone, especially under those circumstances, you just don't want to think about it. You just do whatever you can to keep it moving. And when she found that book and the pictures, and then she's particularly found that picture of her, she had no choice but to just kind of get into it and break down.
So now that you see that...
I admitted that I was wrong.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did you miss that? I said it.
No, I did hear you say it, but I wanted to hear it again.
What are you referring to? Why y'all trying to, like, break me down? That's messed up.
I mean, he was basically saying it was made him happy that all of my hopes were gone. I wanted to say this. Okay, so in the very beginning of the opening credits, it ends with Quinn, you can hear Quinn saying, you know, you saved me. And she says, yes. And he says, why? That's how they end the opening for every single episode of the season. And that brought me back to this moment, because he could have died at the end of last season. And she brought him back. And he wants to know why. He basically lived his last year, you know, crippled, you know, incoherently able to speak. And it was tough. And as soon as this scene happened, I was like, okay, without Quinn this season, she would have not learned as much as she did. And maybe the president would have died. Why did she save him? It was for this moment. That's what I was thinking. Like, it was so that he could protect the democracy moving forward and save the president-elect. So I felt like that gave it meaning to his death. But now that we don't know, you know, what's going to happen with the president, it kind of, I don't know, maybe later down the line, Carrie might regret this whole thing.
Of course she's going to regret it, because look what they did. Like, they made her think that she was doing a good thing. They told her, that, you know, the administration told her that they were going to protect all these people if she could get this information, get that information, do this, that, and the other. She did that, and then they rolled over on her, rolled over on all her friends. And so, yeah, I totally agree with you on that one.
Because it's crazy, because Quinn was a spy, and he essentially might have died saving the president, who's going to get rid of all the spies. It's kind of ironic. It's really, I don't know. And it makes me think maybe he shouldn't have been here this last. Maybe his instinct was right. Like, Carrie shouldn't have never brought him back at the end of last season. I don't know. There's too much stuff going on.
Do you prefer Quinn's death this way or what we saw last season, where he has like this big love note for her? We think that he's a vegetable and she's gonna pull the plug on him. Which version?
I'd rather have someone go out on their own terms than not go out on their own terms.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Because I'm conflicted. I think I need to see what happens, you know, down the line before I decide. Because even though he didn't go out on his own terms when he was being gassed, he went with that mission. He was very, like, gung-ho, like, as far as, like, wanting to find out what they were up to. He was in it. And, you know what I mean? So he still went out making his own choices. He knew the danger, and he took them.
But he was talking specifically about when he was pulling the plug. Weren't you talking about?
I was just wondering which was, because I thought that, I mean, it played out like he had died last season.
Yeah.
You know, he had that big love note to her and everything, and he's just like, I know that, pretty much him saying that whatever death he has, that's just the kind of death he's supposed to have.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I love you, Carrie.
Right. You know, when he talked about pulling the plug, I went to, if I had a choice between me not being able to decide whether or not somebody was going to pull a plug for me and run into a hail of bullets on my own terms, then I'm running into a hail of bullets on my own terms.
You know what I'm almost feeling like? I almost feel like last season was his death, and this season was almost a zombie version of Quinn. I don't know. I feel like that was the real Quinn that died, and then this was kind of like what happens when you try to resurrect someone and they're not fully there anymore. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just, this is my thoughts now because I just watched the episode recently too, so I'm still processing all of my
stuff. One of the few things that we do that we haven't really done much in this season is on the chat, Jay Becker actually says, who is actually arresting people if everyone is being placed in jail? From the CIA and the FBI, et cetera. Who's, because if you start taking all these like political people out, mm-hmm. and you know, as we saw at the end of the episode, then who's doing it? Who's in charge of that? And like, how do you replace those people?
In the government, it has to be like, you know, Homeland Security or the national security people.
It's probably newly appointed people that she's putting in there. Like, mm-hmm. we just saw Wellington. It's just new people that probably are coming in from the outside.
Yeah.
You know, and by the end of it, when they are arresting everybody, the heads of the security agencies, we don't even know what grounds they are. That's why they say, oh, they're being detained.
Right.
They don't want to say arrest because there's really nothing.
Right.
Oh, they had conversations with these people. I mean, that was sort of part of their job.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean they were in on it either.
And that means, you know, and in addition to that, it might be newly appointed FBI people, newly appointed CIA people, you know, all of those people that make up whatever the National Security Council is for the United States. All of those people have minions underneath them, and those people may actually be are the ones that are actually making the arrest, but somebody from the FBI, CIA, Wellington are the ones that are giving the orders for those people to go out and arrest the ones that we saw get taken.
So what do we think is going to happen to Saul? Because the way Wellington played it out is, you know, we have that he's had some communications with here, and Carrie said he was just doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
So do we think Saul's really going to get in trouble, or he's just going to get really annoyed for a bit?
I think he's really going to get annoyed for a bit because they've done that to him before. And the last time they did it, they put him through a whole deposition thing where they had him go before a council and he had to be interviewed and talk about what he did, why he did it, you know, all of that stuff. So
it's protocol, right?
Yeah, it's protocol. When somebody of that level of government gets arrested, they have to be I don't know what the proper term is, but interviewed by senators and whatever, and give explanations for why they have conducted themselves in such a manner. So because it's happened before, I think it'll probably happen again. It may not happen in the same manner. There may be some, because it's Homeland, there'll be some twists and some turns and some crazy stuff that'll happen with it. But that's what I think. What you think, Leslie?
I think it's crazy how it all started with these group of people. We still don't know who was all involved.
Right.
Like, you know.
And I've got something to add to that. You keep going, and I've got something crazy to add to that after that.
Okay. We don't know who's in it. So at some point, it's like, well, we know Saul wasn't involved, but we don't know if those other people who are at that conference with Carrie weren't. It's such a tricky place, and I feel like that's why I can't fully be like, oh, you know, Dar was right about Keen. I don't know. I can't buy that yet because it really is like they all committed treason, and it's too sketchy to figure out. You kind of have to start fresh. By starting fresh, you also are at disadvantage because you don't know as much. You don't know how things work. But at the same time, how else are you going to trust the people you're working with?
So
how is she going to do that?
So at some point, it seemed that Dar got on the outs because he didn't know about what they were doing with Quinn. And then what's more strange is, and I don't know if it's related, because Dar helped break out Max.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He helped break out Max. And we see Max, like, at the end of the episode, stumbling in drunk.
Yeah.
And it looks like he might screw up her whole custody thing with Franny.
Right.
But
it was a Quinn callback. That whole scene, how did it not feel like Quinn? Like, mess. Stick him in the basement.
That we saw like in episode 2, I think. But my question is this. So all that stuff that Max saw, I mean, who did he, like, did he tell anybody? Like, did they go back to that building to say, we need to go into those rooms? Because we see Brett O'Keefe, and he says that he's failed the American people. It's been 35 days since she's been in presidency.
But, I mean, so Keen went to his show and called out that place, though. She said the address. She said where it was. I mean, I'm guessing they shut it down.
He's not in jail. He's on the real truth.
He might have not gone back there. How would they connect it to him?
But you know what? This is the thing. And just to paraphrase Saul said in a conversation with Keen that about something else. But what I'm going to say is what Homeland does best takes a lot of balls. everything that they do, everything that they write, it takes a lot of nerve and a lot of chutzpah to write that and throw it up on television. And guess what? People like watching a show that has balls. I'm just saying.
Hey, yeah. even Saul said that, you know, Keen has balls.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. It's so crazy.
I said to paraphrase Saul.
Because in the previous episode, when they were like, oh, she shouldn't go, I was like, no, she shouldn't go at all. And then as soon as Saul was telling her to go, I was like, I don't know if this is a good idea. But then by the end of it, I was like, okay, I get it. It's still like, at some point, this has gotten so dark that you kind of have to face it head on instead of trying to do the, you know, politically, like,
correct
or, like, the safe appearance route. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And what I'd also say is that it's really interesting that Carrie saved Quinn. Quinn then turns around mm-hmm. and saves, like, it's Quinn saves Carrie, yeah. Carrie saves Quinn, back and forth. And he literally was her last ally left.
Yeah.
So now we see, as you said, Max coming into the basement, stumbling and drunk.
Because he's sad.
So are they setting him up to be her next
Quinn?
Ally?
No.
Or her
next,
Max.
No, I was going to say, when I saw that, I was like, Max is going to be the next Quinn.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because that's kind of how they introduced Quinn at the beginning. Brody was the main, like, drama guy that it was weird. He was kind of on the side, helped, involved. And then Brody dies. Quinn steps up, and now Quinn's dead, and I feel like we are going to see more of Max.
Were you ladies surprised to see that Franny was still not with Carrie?
Yeah.
Even though Carrie's like has like the president
yes.
like, behind her back?
No, I wasn't surprised by that. I wasn't surprised by that. Because if they made the whole custody thing happen quick, fast, and in a hurry, that's not realistic, and that's not how that show does stuff. They write things to be as realistic as possible. So, yes, they have to drag out the whole custody thing with her out until they know absolutely positively for sure that she is capable of taking care of this child, because otherwise it reflects back on them.
I was thinking, I was surprised because now her and the president are best friends, and I feel like the president
probably could have.
I mean, you would have thought, right, by that point.
But if I was Carrie, yeah, if
the
I was
guy
Carrie, yeah.
feeding the CPS worker information is in jail. He was this mastermind of the whole thing. Maybe she didn't realize it. Maybe they haven't.
You know, that's a good point. Like, because remember when with the note and the car and all that madness?
He was the guy supplying CPS with all of this stuff to discredit Carrie, and he's clearly wrong. I don't know. At some point, I would have feel like they dropped the whole case against Carrie because it was all based on clear manipulation, but I don't know.
You know what? That's a good point.
No, it was funny, too. I mean, granted, she totally got double-crossed, as we found out at the very, very end.
That was so messed up.
No, but when the social worker's there, or the whatever, Christine Lonis, she's there, and mm-hmm. she's talking to her, and it's like, well, if I have to go to D.C. for a job, and she's very, like, it's administrative, you know, she makes it sound
right,
like low
stress. She was so not trying to say what it was. Uh-huh. I was like, yes, Carrie, good girl, don't give all your stuff out in one sentence.
And along with that respect, when Carrie was looking at the pictures that Quinn left behind, I almost feel like she was also crying because she was realizing Quinn didn't get to raise his son.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like...
He said he blew it.
And her telling the CPS worker, oh, it's just an administrative job, it's not a big deal, she's lying. She's already, again, going down the wrong path of being a mother. Like, you're already lying to justify your job. At some point, she has to pick, like, are you going to be her mom or are you going to keep this job? Because Quinn is an example. You can't do both. And I don't think Carrie can do both either. And I feel like she also was realizing that as she was going through the pictures. It's like, I could end up like Quinn dead, and then all I have are pictures of Franny. I didn't really get to raise her.
Maybe that's how the series will wrap it up. Maybe the whole series, when they finally finish it up, maybe the series will wrap it up with her making that decision to just walk away.
Okay, so predictions. Predictions, I mean, so you thought that... I always love this. Carla.
Oh. Predictions. Well, Keen's in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see whether or not Carrie takes that senior advisor position, because she never said... She said it would be her honor, but she never officially said she was going to take it. So now that they've turned on her, it'll be interesting to see what road she goes down after that. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Dar and with Saul then, now that they've been arrested, if they're going to get out, how they're going to get out. Do they become allies? Because they did have that conversation where they were civil toward each other in this last episode. So we'll see.
So I want to point out that the very last scene of the episode is Carrie looking at the Capitol.
Yep.
And I found some comment online that said that's how the show started with Brody looking at the Capitol.
Right.
Oh. Yes. Oh, Brody's now I gotta go back and watch back. Season one. Oh.
You're right.
So, not necessarily that Carrie's gonna go full Brody, but Brody at some point became disillusioned with his country and with his government. Kind of like I think what Carrie's realizing now, I think she believed that Keem was her friend and was gonna be like a good president. And now she totally lied to her, used her. And I don't know, maybe this will be kind of the start of Carrie kind of seeing what Brody was going through that conflict, and maybe eventually having to work to take down the president if she goes down the wrong path, which is almost treasonous in itself.
Oh, I would hate to see two women trying to take each other down. That would hurt my heart.
I know, but it's
I don't want to see that on TV.
Someone else pointed out that in the very last conversation when she offered her the job, she also says, oh, we're looking about like doing some activity in the Balkan areas.
She did say
and
that.
And you know what I mean? And some people are already saying that the series could go in the direction of maybe there is a Russian infiltration or some kind of other country infiltration with Keen, you know, Dar explicitly saying she's un-American. I don't know.
Good point. Like, that's a good point.
Even though I don't want to buy it because I still like Keen, I feel like they did her wrong and that's why she turned this way. We don't know. Like, so I feel like something's going to happen where Carrie's essentially going to have to be fighting her own government for the country, but it's going to look like treasonous.
Ooh.
The way that I see it is.
Blow your mind.
Yeah. No, it's good. No, it's great. It's absolutely great. We've got two seasons left. That's what what they said. I was lucky the other week to meet the showrunner, or I should actually say the executive producer Leslie Linka Glatter, who directed this episode. Phenomenal. And they talked about they've got it mapped out for like the next two seasons, and it's definitely, I want to say, it's not the end of Sean Tube Javadi.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think it's the end of him. Okay. We've had this discussion.
I think I agree.
This discussion. I don't think it's the end of seeing Dar at all.
No. Definitely
even if
not.
Even if he's in prison.
Yeah,
definitely not.
And unfortunately for you, and this is the way that I've always saw, if we're actually getting down to like the wire, is I don't think Carrie is ever really going to have a happy ending with a significant other.
I agree.
But her happy ending might be with
Franny.
Mm.
I almost don't feel like she's going to have a happy ending. I see Carrie, like, dying for her country, and that's going to be her life.
Ooh, I don't want that.
I don't want it, but I don't see Carrie having a happy ending. And I don't feel like she was ever really going to have it with Quinn. In my head, I kind of just wanted them to have good moments, like romantic moments. That's what I always cheered for. And even though he's dead, I felt like they still had a good heart-to-heart, like, kind of conversation in the previous episode. I'm still sad the way it ended, and I think more than anything, I'm going to miss Quinn's character, and it sucks that, like, I don't think he was ever going to recover from that state, so I guess it makes sense he's going to die, but it's going to be different without him.
Oh, Lord, she's still mourning. You're going to be mourning until the next season, aren't you?
This is what happens when, like, one of my favorite characters... I mean, it was like this with Brody, too. I was like, oh, my gosh, how's this show going to work without Brody?
Yeah,
it did, though.
It took me a minute to get over Brody. It did.
I honestly was... I was thinking, you know what, I might have thought it was going to be a little soap opera-ish, where they still were able to, like, bring him
resurrect
back.
Resurrect him?
Yeah, like, he didn't really die from a hanging. It was like, you know, it was made to look to the public like he'd actually died, but
see him from the back of his head, it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, you know, so... Well, guys, thank you so much for watching this season.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And, you know, look, I guess you're going to have to look forward to next season. I'm not sure what the dates are, but two more seasons left. So you at least have an opportunity to look forward
to
that.
And I feel like what you can always count on is the season started and it went in a completely different direction than we expected. So that's what we love about Homeland, is that it always keeps us on our toes and guessing. And I look forward to the last two seasons.
Yep. Yeah. Like I said, Homeland's got balls.
All right. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.